Good afternoon and welcome to the DGS podcast. We are recording on Monument Circle. Beautiful Monday, beautiful Labor Day. This is the day for the working people, and we're in the studio working. Makes sense. This is my shit. Joining me in studio is a day removed, not even 24 hours removed,
bro,
from a party last night for Lamont. Also joining us in studio before we get to that, our brother from Illinois.
Wait, eventually, from Illinois?
Yeah, well, he's from Indy. Illinois. He drove from Illinois. He's going to England now. Chance is in studio with us.
Hello.
International Channel.
Is that what we're going to call him now?
International Channel.
New PSN name.
Nah, bro, I got to do something DGS.
You right.
DGS Globals.
DGS Global. We global now, bitch.
Hey. We got players out in England.
Let's go. So, we got to get right into it. Last night, birthday party for you. It was a good amount of people that came through.
It was dope, bro.
I just want to give a shout out to Roddy and Raina first.
Yes.
They also drove.
Yes.
I mean, Chance hasn't been in Indy, but they literally drove.
3 hours.
3 hours here. Stayed to like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
They stayed till 4.
Jesus Christ.
Because we went and ate.
And then drove back to Springfield and had to work in the morning.
Yes, bro.
That's legit.
You left your own party?
Huh?
You left your own party?
No, they stayed and helped break stuff down.
Oh, no. I thought you meant like when you went to go get food.
Oh, no. Like, it was after the party.
Oh, okay.
Like, they stayed, broke stuff down with me, and then...
Yeah, I made sure to ask if you needed help tearing stuff down. I helped you set it up. I didn't know if you needed help tearing it down.
Nah, I felt
a little bad when I left, but...
It was cool. Somebody was going to help.
I figured.
Yeah.
I had stuff to take care of.
Everybody, yeah. Yeah, we know.
But, no, it was a good time.
You know what's crazy, though? Yep. Over half the people that told me they were going to be there didn't show up.
That's how it goes. That's honestly how it goes, I feel like.
It was over half, like, which is crazy. A lot of it family, some of it not family, just friends.
Right.
And yeah. I'm like, if those people showed up, I probably wouldn't have enjoyed it because it would have been way too many people there.
I felt like we had a good group, a good mix. I mean, I saw faces I haven't seen in a long time. It felt good to see them, talk to them.
Yeah.
The chicken was good, too.
Chicken was fire.
Bro, I didn't even try the chicken.
It was fire, bro.
I got to sell myself for that.
It was good. Jordan's is good.
Heat, bro.
I love their fries too.
Yes, I had it all.
I know.
Like, people were tripping about the $10. I'm like,
that's what
y'all smoked hookah. Y'all got chicken, fries, and alcohol.
Yeah, for $10.
For $10.
You paid a cover charge and get everything else for free in the bar. That's what just happened.
Literally.
So, no, it was a good time. The playlist was fire. My favorite thing is when you switch a song up and. Motherfuckers start screaming and dancing and get to the dance floor. The reactions are the best to me.
Yes, bro.
We had people that weren't even a part of the party.
Like, part of the party.
Right. They were just part of the party because the music was fire.
Yeah, bro. Like, the owner was so, like...
chill.
It wasn't even that it was chill. He was, like... I feel like he was appreciative of, like, how we set that joint off. He gave me... I don't think you were there.
No.
But he gave me a hookah. Like, a... actual
oh shit
oh to take home
yeah like oh. He gave me it's an M16.
Okay.
It's like a camo M16, bro. It's hard. I gotta take it. It's in my car. I'm gonna show you.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look at that when we leave. That's dope though,
bro. It's super.
I'm happy
dope.
He gave you something because we had a lot of we
brought business, bro.
right. That's good. At least he did. I know you had said maybe he'd give you a little cut, but that's cool.
I mean, the hook is, that thing is tight, bro.
You just got to get the stuff for it now.
Yeah, I mean, I got the little, I don't even know what it's called.
The little charcoal bricks?
No, I don't have the charcoal bricks. You give me the hookah thing, and then the thing that goes out of it.
The like connector? The connector. Yeah, whatever. And then the thing to hit it out of, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just put water in the bottom of it, and you put the thing up top, right?
Yeah, the thing on top.
Where does the flavor go?
I have no clue, bro.
Under the charcoal.
That's what I was thinking, under the charcoal, yeah.
Okay.
Got you.
But it's no problem.
That was a good time. I don't even know how to recap it. I mean,
it was a vibe.
Your alcohol crept up on me a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. I was cool. But, cause I drank a little bit right when we got there. And then when Chance was leaving with Allie and Olivia, I was like, Allie was going to throw her whole drink away. And I was like, give it here. And I chugged it.
What?
Yeah. And
why
then,
was
like,
she going to throw that away?
Because they were leaving. And the owner was like, don't take him outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I chugged it. And then, like, I was kind. It was fine. And then, like, 15 minutes later, I was like, okay, wait a minute. This kind of just caught up to me real quick.
Bro, everybody said that.
Yeah.
Everybody said it caught up to him late. I'm like,
Bro, that's my only problem with Jungle Juice is, like, you know, one minute you're fine, you're just sipping on it, think it's nothing, then you wake up the next day not knowing what happened.
It was good.
Bro.
I know your girl was really proud of it, so.
Acting like,
I know it was all you, but you know.
Bro. You know me.
She was the one hyping it up the whole time, though. Like, she made it.
I mean, she made it. Like, it was her idea to put, like, the mango and stuff in it, but, mm-hmm. like. She was about to try and put too much alcohol.
Was there
in
any
it.
Left?
No.
I didn't think there was.
Like, me and Raina drank all the rest.
Well, yeah,
like, there was a little bit left in me and Raina.
Because right when I was about to leave, I was like, my girl wanted some. And it was like, I was like, I don't think there's any left. Because when I got another cup, it was like, I barely got it full.
It was a little bit left.
Right.
But me and Raina drank it all. No. That's where these bottles came from.
Oh. What's that?
That's the drink.
Why'd you bring it?
In case you one of y'all wanted it.
Oh, yeah. I'll take it.
All right, bet.
Unless Chance wants it.
Oh, no, I'm okay, bro.
All right, bet.
He already offered me. I can't do all that. All
right. No, I'll take it. It was good. It was good.
The heat, bro.
The smell threw me off at first, but not really. I mean, when I thought about the smell of it, I was like, I've smelled a lot worse shit and drank a lot worse shit.
Four Locos. I told my girl, we need to go into business, dog. That's a business idea right there.
DGS liquor.
Because I swear.
Think about the brand, everything.
That tastes way better than Four Locos, and it'll do the job.
Right.
So, might have to do it. Might have to make that move.
So, overall, scale of 10.
Scale of 10?
What did you give last night?
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Just because it was my
party. It was your party.
I'll give it an 8.
That's fair.
I'll give it an 8. I would have gave it a 10, but like, nobody really, like, there were, like, 4 different tables.
Which, it's hard to have everybody grouped at once in that. The way the thing was set up there, you have the dance floor, and it's hard to get everybody at one table.
Yeah.
I expected that to happen.
It was 5 different tables.
Oh, no, they were spread out. Yeah, like, Rowdy and Rain in the back, like, middle. You had the table on the side, the table that we set out originally.
And then another table on the side, and the table behind that. And
I think 8's fair. I mean, the people that came through were all cool.
Yeah.
Everybody there was chill. It was a good time.
Only thing that would have made it a 10 is if the people that were at those 5 tables we had would have actually, like, got up and danced and, like, went crazy.
Instead of getting up at their table, staying there, going crazy, and sitting back down right then. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, get up on the dance floor.
I took a couple of videos. Did you get any of the videos I took?
Yeah, I got some.
Were any good?
Yeah, one was good. The one where Red Ops 21 Savage.
Okay.
That was a fire.
I will say it was hard with the lighting in there.
Yeah, bro, it was definitely really hard. It looked good though. Yeah. I will say that.
The camera is phenomenal. I mean, the camera does all the work there.
A1, bro.
I just gotta hold the damn thing. But yeah, I think it was a good time. I didn't go to. What time did you get to bed?
Like 5 or so.
What about you over there, Chance? I know you passed out when you got home.
Dude, I passed out like right when I got home. Like, I really enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. It was tight.
Right.
But like, I couldn't see anything and I couldn't hear anything. So like, I didn't know what to do with myself. And like, people were like, hi. And I'm like, what the fuck did you just say?
I remember like, I saw you sitting behind where the drink was and there was a chair next to you. And I sat down and I just looked at you. And I was like, you gonna make it, bro? Like, you was looking a little off into the distance. But no, I had a good time too. I didn't get to bed till like 5. I didn't get to Carmel till like 2.
Sheesh.
And then I stayed up till 5.
So he was putting in work for 3 hours.
It is what it is. But yeah, no, it was a good time.
My girl was happy for you.
Was
she? That you got rid of old girl.
What did I tell her when she asked? I said, you got to get rid of toxic shit to get to the good shit or something like that.
That's true, bro.
It is true. You got to get rid of toxic stuff in your life to get to the non-toxic stuff in your life. So we'll see. We'll see.
Hope she don't listen to this. You're going to get a text like,
who are you referring to when you were at 5 minutes into the podcast.
She know.
You think she be following the podcast?
No, she don't listen to this shit. That's the whole reason why I don't fuck with her, because she don't support me. So
she don't,
it is what it is.
I mean, hey.
I always get to, I'll try and listen. No.
I guarantee you, if she did something, she gonna want you to support her.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
That's always how it goes.
I'm content with life right now.
Oh, bro, I feel so bad.
Why?
Because, so, like, there was this shorty I was talking to, like, kind of while I was gone and stuff, and I came back. And we've been trying to kick it for some, like, at some point, and I was like, this is my last fucking day. And I don't want to waste it, like, over there when I can go hang out with my friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And, bro, she sent me, like, 5 texts this morning of just freaking frowny faces. Like, I don't know, like, what kind of communication that is. But, like,
what?
How many frowny faces?
Like, 5 so far.
That means she's upset. She here or in Illinois?
She's here.
I'm so confused, bro.
Bro,
oh, I'm so confused.
While I've been here,
uh-huh,
she been trying to kick it, and then...
Oh, do I know her?
Maybe.
We'll say the name when we take a break here.
Yeah, we will say the name. Well,
I don't know her last name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I might not know her.
Probably not.
I think she was at Beach Grove at some point, bro. So
okay.
Maybe.
Hey, she just in it for the benefits, bro. I already told you.
Look out.
I already told you. Before Chance left, I was like, bro, these girls are going to hop on you as soon as they see you in that uniform. They're going to want a ring, a challenger. Some babies.
All right, well, if you wonder what we're talking about with Chance, we're going to get into that in the next segment. We're going to talk about Chance's future coming up, DGS's future coming up. We'll get to that here in just a minute. Thank you so much for tuning in. All of the lights. Welcome back to the DGS podcast. My name is Kurt Gerald, alongside Lamont, and our special guest is Chance. Today we're doing kind of the big question, but not necessarily. Big question of what the future holds for all of us sitting in this room, DGS as a whole, Chance as an individual. We're going to get to that here in a second. I'm going to definitely let Lamont take the reins on this because he knows where he wants to go with it. So real quick, though, shout out to Anchor.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Anchor.
Shout out to Anchor for allowing us to do this podcast, giving us the means to upload to many different platforms. And, yeah, paying us in the process.
Sucks.
Shout out to them. So okay. Let's get into it.
Y'all got a sponsor?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, big time. Working on more, though.
We're working on it. We told you, big things coming for DGS. And that's part of the plan right here. This podcast is one of the starting, and this episode is a big one. We're going to get into the future of DGS. But first, let's take and start with you and what you got coming up and what you went through.
Bruh, I want to know what I want to know everything. What did you have to go through, bro?
Bro,
are you even allowed to talk about this?
I mean, some stuff. That's I got to think about it.
Some stuff is confidential shit.
Well, it's not confidential. It's
bro,
just like
I got you.
They'd be spazzing when you say right. stuff.
Did they stick a banana up your ass?
Whoa, brother.
I remember.
Oh, remember?
That's wild, yeah, bro.
We'll see.
We'll let Lamont take the reins on this one. I'll sip my coffee.
I just want to know. Like, I want to hear some stories, bro.
Well, I mean, BMT was kind of, damn near, it was cake week, bro. Like,
first, tell people
what is BMT?
What you're doing.
Oh, yeah. It's
tell people what you're doing.
Military training. I'm in the Air Force.
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, bro.
That's all you had to say. I'm in the Air Force.
Lost my first job, because.
For real? Oh, that was the nuclear weapons thing? Dang, bro, what happened?
Put me in fucking security forces.
You feel some type of way still?
I mean, it's fun, but, bro, it sucks so bad. But, so I have ADHD. ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why you couldn't do it?
I didn't tell them I had it, like, when I was doing my actual, like, signing up for MEPS and shit. So, with my dad being military, they were able to have all my medical records, because the pendant records, because they pay for it anyway. And he was pretty much just like, yeah, since you lied about that, we can't trust you for this job. And I was kind of tweaking at first, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, am I going to get kicked out of the Air Force already, bro? Like, I've been here like a week and a half.
That's messed up, bro.
And they eventually just called me in this office and was like, we'll give you something else that like fits your stuff, like your scores that you're capable of. Because I got a really good score on the freaking ASVAB. Mm-hmm. So, like, my jobs I chose were, like, the nuclear one I went in for, and then, like, avionics system management and aerospace propulsion and stuff like that.
The hell? Yeah. What did you just say?
Aerospace propulsion.
What's that?
Like,
An astronaut?
The process of like getting things to fly. Or like the logistics part of that.
Oh, okay.
Makes which would have been dope, but astronaut. Then they put me in the lowest.
I see what you're wearing too.
Score thing.
Oh, I just realized that. I have a NASA shirt on. Oh, so can't
this is a, since we on space real quick. Would you join Air Force? Like the Space Force? I mean.
Yeah, dude. I want to get transferred over.
That looks kind
of
dope.
You're not gonna get to really choose, but like, bro, I'll transfer over. Be part of Space Force.
They're gonna put you in Area 51, bro.
That'd be lit. It's not even the stuff's not even in Area 51. It's Area 52. Like, that's what killed me about all that.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, bro. That's like public knowledge.
Is Area 50? Where's Area 52?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows where that is,
bro.
But it's all like a ploy. Like, it's at Area 51, so everybody thinks it's at Area 51, but it's really at Area 52.
I got connects, bro.
And it's probably at Area 53.
I got deep connects. I'm about to find out.
He works for Trump though, so he should know.
Okay. Okay. We on that? It's early, bro.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not, because it's true, technically, but not really. Like,
I just don't like it when you put it that way.
You're right. My bad. That's on me. But no, yeah, what's your best story standing out from the whole process?
Oh, bro.
Sips coffee.
I mean, probably the best thing was, like, pepper spray, probably.
Oh, hell no.
Because, like, everybody was hyping it up, like, every time you talk to someone when you're there. And, like, it makes you nervous because they're, like, You know, you're asking about something random, like help, like getting used to the place and stuff. And they'll help you and stuff. And then they'll be like, oh, what week are you? And you'll be like, oh, I just got here. I'm sat week. And they'll be like, oh, wait for OC. I saw you here for the first 3 fucking weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you do that shit, bro, you're like freaking, like I was staying calm. Don't get me wrong, but I was damn near tripping. And so like you get sprayed in the face. You have to count to 10. And, like, it wasn't hitting me at first, bro. Like, you had this first part where you had to do your strikes with your baton, then blacken strikes with your baton, then you had to go up and fight the red man, which is pretty much your cadres or your MTOs, mm-hmm. like, sergeants and stuff yep. who are there to train you and stuff. And you have to fight them, and they're in this big freaking bulky suit, bro. They can't feel a thing. So, like, you could just whack on them for, like, a day with that baton, and nothing would happen. And you have to fight them, and, like, some of them don't go hard, but then there's other ones who go, like, super crazy, bro. And so I'm sitting there and I'm hitting them a couple times and I was like, oh, they're going to take it a little easier because we had to fight them before without the pepper spraying. Mm. And I'll tell you that one in a sec too because, bro, I got my ass kicked. but so I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, bro, like he's not going to go hard. Awesome. Like whatever. And then he turns around, just freaking clocks me in the face, bro, like a right hand that just like threw me off backwards. And then it activated all the freaking pepper spray on my face because it got like rubbed across. And, bro, I couldn't open my eyes. And I'm like, get back, like, trying to fucking get any words out. And bro's just beating the crap out of me. Just, like, crazy. Nonstop. And then eventually they move you on, and you have to actually apprehend somebody. And then you go wash it off. But, like, bro, the best part, because, like I said, the reaction wasn't too bad for me. Like, it sucked for, like, 15, 20 minutes, but then it's cool. Mm. But there's people, like, fucking puking and screaming and, like, refusing to get up off the floor. I don't know, bro. It was all mental.
Mm, I remember you telling me there was a girl that got beat the hell up during that.
Bro,
don't laugh. It's fucked up.
No, that shit
you,
is funny.
Didn't
though.
You laugh about Ray Rice a couple weeks
ago?
No.
Carry on. Go ahead.
That's crazy, Kurt. The more you learn every day. But fucking the Red Man night beforehand was like pretty much the same thing, except we were just fighting our cadre and MTLs like with the suits on, and we didn't have any pepper spray or anything. But they went like hard, hard. And you had to grapple with a fellow student like beforehand, like right before you went. You grappled for a minute and then you got up and went. And bro, like at one point I was following the dude. It was the same guy from the fucking OC day. Sorry, I'm cursing a lot.
No, you're good.
But
we understand.
He fell down, and I was like, I don't want to get paperwork if I hit him while he's on the floor. Like, I don't want to just start freaking axe chopping him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'll let him get up. And like, he got up, looked at me for a second, punched me once, punched me twice. I got knocked back, and then did that freaking UFC spinning. You know that
spinning back fist,
bro. And it was so fast. Like, I always thought when I see that shit on TV, I'm like, how do people get hit by
so
that?
So wait,
bro?
He hit you with a quick spinning back fist, and he's a big ass suit.
Bro.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Oh, and nah, bro.
When he hit me on that last one, I stumbled one more time, and he punched me right in the nose, bro. And my mouthpiece, like, dead ass flew, like, 20 feet, bro. Like, it was gone. And then that girl he was talking about, dude, so, like, there's this rule that, like, if you hit one of them on the head, then they pretend like they died. Like, if you fucking smack someone on the head with a baton, they're probably going to die, yeah. like, full strength. So they fell, and they didn't take it easier on the girls, bro. Like, they were cracking them. And so when you hit one of them on the head, bro, all the other ones, and there's, like, three other ones going at a time, will rush to your circle and all, like, gangbang you pretty much. Like,
pause.
Bro, this girl got punched in the back of the head and just started screaming, dude. Just like, and freaking, like, rolled up on the floor, and they was just on top, just beating the crap out of her. I was like,
yo,
just mind your own business.
Facts, dude.
But you just over here like this.
Well, we had to, like, hold the pads because, like, if you weren't going, uh-huh. you had to hold these pads up to make sure that they don't try to run away from if they start getting beat up. So, like, you'll see somebody getting cracked, running away, and you just got to freaking body them with your bag and send them right back in there.
Yo, that's like a Mark Weller football drill.
I was dead ass. I was confused. I was like, the only reason I'm laughing is when you say cracked. I don't know why. I just imagine just she getting.
Bro, that's what it is. You're I know. A punch, you're getting freaking mopped, bro.
Like that Jermaine O'Neal punch, bro.
Slide across the floor.
You know, I look back on that fight. If Jermaine O'Neal didn't slip and start sliding,
oh,
that
he would have knocked
might
bro
be
out.
Dead.
Yeah, it would have been bad because he already stumbled.
Yeah.
Like, he probably would have been dead.
Right.
J.O. is a big, bro. J.
So, like,
big,
if that chick that got cracked, if she would have started running, you would have just had to fucking Ray Lewis her ass.
Yeah.
Just truck her back. That's yep. wild.
Bro,
there's no escape.
No, sir. No, sir.
That'll get you.
I feel like I'm mentally retarded enough to, like, try and kill one of them dudes in the red suit. Like, I probably would have tried
I'm
to dig my thumb
the
in the
fact
eye.
That he's in a big, bulky suit and still hits you with a John Jones spinning back fist like it was nothing.
Can you reach his eyes?
Like, nah, does he have, like, a mask on?
Yeah.
I was about to say, bro, I would have tried to dig my fingernail so far through his fucking eye, bro. I would have been on some wild.
It was real embarrassing until, like,
everybody else is getting their ass beat, too, so you're good. Yeah.
Because I was, like, one of the first people to go, because I was like, I'm trying to get this shit over with,
right.
bro.
Right, that's a good mentality.
Was there anybody in there just freaking crazy and, like, Molly whopping the dudes in the red suits?
Well, you can't really hurt them because of the suits, but there was this dude named freaking Figueroa. Just short built cholo, bro. Mm. Like, straight up from California.
Bro, Figueroa is a street in California.
Yeah,
that's the street Staples Center is on.
And
that's so funny.
He lives out in Southern Cali. And bro was like, every time they'd swing on him, he'd just duck, bob it. And he was making them so fucking mad, bro. They were trying to get him.
Did they get him eventually?
And nah, they ended up bringing in two, and he was still just ducking everything. Duck, smack. And
he's
then they were just like, all right, terminate, you're done. Like, bro, I was so mad when I saw that shit. I was like.
He was bobbing and weaving.
You could have taught all of us that before.
This you could have had a group meeting before you went into that.
That's funny, bro.
Teach me the bob and weave, how you do it.
Somebody probably told him to do that, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, bro.
That's crazy.
I could never. I could.
Well.
My anger is too bad, bro.
That's how it led up to what is about to happen now. You're back in Indy for a couple more days.
Yes.
Week. And then you're heading where?
Well, I leave Indy today.
Right, you're going back to.
Yeah, but I'm going back to Illinois till next Sunday.
Right.
Or this upcoming Sunday, I guess. But yeah, I'm going to England.
Flying out.
Yep. 8-hour flight.
Them UK tings, bro. I heard they got some fine women over there.
I just
bro,
don't.
I
know
got about told they're crazy out there, which is good. Like,
no, they're
trying to get free.
Yeah, they are crazy.
They're crazy. They're crazy. English girl, they're wild.
No, I'm talking about the people in England in general.
In general, yeah.
Like the people in our generation over there, crazy. Mm-hmm. Like
where exactly crazy. In England are you gonna be at?
I don't know what the province is, but it's Croughton, RAF. Mm-hmm. It's like 20 miles north of that Oxon whatever place, Oxon.
I don't know
what I'm talking about, though,
I think
right?
I know what you're talking about.
It's one of the major ones, I guess. But then it's like a mile west of London, or I mean an hour west of London. And that's where I've got a couple of buddies going to the one in London, Lake and Heath.
Bro, that sounds, London just sounds so amazing.
Dude,
bro.
Christmas in London is like number
one. You mean Oxford?
Freaking huh?
Oxford?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. But Christmas in London is something I'm looking forward to. And St. Paddy's Day in Ireland.
Yeah, you can go up. Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a time, bro.
Dude.
I'm going to do my best.
My borderline alcoholic self just got really excited for you. I ain't gonna lie.
You definitely got to be safe, though.
Well, I think I told you at the party last night. I said whenever you come back to the States, after a while, you got to have the English accent.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You got to develop
you
it.
You got to. How long are you going to be over there?
2 years.
Jesus.
So this is 2 years straight. You're not coming home for 2 years?
Well, I mean, I can.
I know you get, yeah.
But I want to at least do a year saving my freaking days up just so, like, because, like, when I get there, I got to start my CDCs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, I want to do senior airman below the zone and, like, make staff in 4 years if I can. So it's going to be work.
Right.
But it is what it is.
I feel you for sure. I dang near wouldn't come back, bro.
Dude, well, you get base priority if you get overseas as a first-term airman. So I'm just going to do as many overseas bases as possible. I want to go to Japan, though.
That'd be cool.
Marry a Japanese girl. I asked our MTIs are these, like, super serious people that, like, for basic training at least, are, like, you know, the ones, the drill instructors and all that stuff you see. And I was talking to him one time. It was, like, one of our last few days. And I was like, man, if I get stationed in Japan and I get a Japanese girl pregnant, are they going to just take my baby or what? Because, like, I don't know how the government work like that.
Yeah.
I think in China, it's...
Oh, in China, they would... They would have, nah, in China, they would have offed your baby.
No, in China, you can have two. You can have a boy and a girl.
As an American soldier in China?
I don't think we have bases in
China.
I don't think so, bro. Japan, I think you'll be cool.
Some dude got Hawaii.
Bro. Like,
I wouldn't know how to act.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
I would have been living so
lavish. I got a friend
that's
in Hawaii right now. Bro, it looks so beautiful.
I would just be on the beach every day, like, chilling.
Right, go for your morning jog.
On the beach.
On the beach. On the beach.
With some baddies, too. Oh, man. I want to go to Hawaii. Bro, we gotta get our bread up and do some traveling, bro.
Yeah, so let's transition into that. DGS as a whole. I mean, coming up, it's Monday, September 2nd?
Yeah.
First, September 1st, I'm sorry. Second or first? It's the first.
It's the second?
Is it the second? Yeah, Labor Day is the first Monday in September, which is the second. Yeah, September 2nd. 2K comes out later this week.
Friday,
midnight release at the GameStop I ordered. Did you get the disc?
I don't even know.
Digitally?
I'm probably going to pre-order it digitally, like, tomorrow.
That might be the move. I got the disc, so we got that coming for DGS as a whole. YouTube content coming when that drops.
Much YouTube content.
It's a weird state of playing video games right now because it's so boring.
We need to get a headshot Roddy completion of just, like, all the misses.
Oh, God.
Bro, we just need it going. Hey, I'll love Roddy Rod, like but, that. Like, man.
Don't do Roddy like that. Modern Warfare is coming out, too, in November.
Did you play the Alpha?
Yes, the 2v2.
It was actually really fun. I played with Derek for one night. I was a fan of it.
I liked it. I like the fact that it switches guns like that. I don't know if that's going to be a permanent thing in the mode or if that was just to showcase the guns they have. But that was cool. It was cool. Cool little mode. I like it.
Was Derek your partner?
Well, nah, we just played on his console.
Oh, okay.
And, like, switched every game.
I was going to say, if Derek was your partner, y'all probably didn't lose.
It makes me mad that he's so freaking good at video games, man. Like, I mean, I'm playing something, I think I'm getting, well, I was whopping him in Ninja Storm, bro, so I'll take that dub.
But anything else?
Yeah, anything else. Like, even 2K, and he hates basketball.
I mean, you got him in Fortnite, though.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah, I remember I thought he was going to be cold when we played with him in Fortnite. I was like, Chance better than Derek.
Yeah. I mean, Prime Chance in Fortnite was cold, though.
Those were different times.
Dude, that Warhawk skin, that white dude with the freaking army stuff, that's my high kill skin.
And now Fortnite's a piece of shit game.
I just wish, like, we could still do close encounters, because, like...
Oh, that was hard.
That was prime.
They've brought it back a couple times, but... Yeah.
It wasn't the same, though, bro.
No, Fortnite's trash right now. It's not in a good state.
It's really not. But it's, like, we're talking about how 2K is coming out, and we want to build a YouTube base on 2K.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so hard because Fortnite has all the fans. It has all the money. It has all the clout on Twitch. It just, bro.
I think if you get ahead of the game and you get content up, good content up, right when it drops, people that haven't got the game yet or are waiting to get the game are going to look into those videos.
That is right.
So I think that's a key with that. I mean, then you have Modern Warfare, like I said. I think if there's main focuses, those are two main focuses starting out. But it should be good. Live streaming, of course, will start up again. I mean, we're not going right off jump.
Live streaming?
Yeah.
Nah, we got to get our players right.
We got to have decent enough players to go to the park. Right. We can't be rolling up at the 76 overall. But I like the concept of 2K this year.
Yeah.
The way you choose your badges, you choose what attribute you want to upgrade. It doesn't give you certain tiers you have to unlock. Like, if you want to do all your 3-point shooting first, do all your 3-point shooting first and then focus on other things.
I enjoy the new badges, like the steady shot and all that, but I don't like the system, bro. I hate the system. I wish there were preset badges. I'm not going to lie.
I got you.
I miss the old system.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, last year I wasn't that hyped for 2K. This year I'm a little hyped for it just to see what it, because they've done a couple things different. But we'll see how that goes. And then November is Modern Warfare. Like Jimmy and Chance said, the 2v2 is cool. I think they're going to do 3v3 as well. 2v2, 3v3, the regular, and then a big ground war with like 80-plus people. That'd be lit. Shit like that.
I just hope they fix the maps, because like, I really liked Call of Duty 4. I've never been into Call of Duty like that, but like, I enjoyed the game, but like the whole 3-lane map thing where like everything links to everything.
Well, I get the con because it's 2v2, but I see what you're saying. The smaller condensed map and how basically if you come down this way, the other person's right there.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. We'll see. Maybe they change it. It was the alpha, so.
Bro, they need to get on their Battlefield stuff and have them like 100 people versus 100 people games.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think they're looking at like 80-person ground war. Mm. So 40 versus 40 ground war games. Those were always fun. Like Call of Duty, I forget which one it was. Ground War was always the shit.
Wasn't it Mosh Pit or something like that?
Mosh Pit was good.
I don't remember what it was called, bro.
Yeah, 2K. Modern Warfare coming. I don't know if we'll get into it because you weren't really much of a fan of if you ever played Borderlands. But Borderlands 3 is coming out too.
I wanted it really bad when I first saw the trailer, but.
I don't know. I played Borderlands 1 and 2. They were both really good games.
Well, I enjoyed them a lot more when I was younger because, like, the first Borderlands was hella short. Like, Derek was curious, so he just bought it because it was on sale on Steam, and he beat it, like, all the quests in it in, like, 8 hours.
Yeah, no, it's an easy game to beat. It's basically just a shoot 'em up, loot 'em game, see what kind of gun you can get.
It's just, like, not, like, exciting anymore, I feel like. They're not doing anything new.
We'll see what they do with the 3, though, so I don't know.
I feel like anything that doesn't have multiplayer just isn't fun to me anymore.
Borderlands has multiplayer, but it's not, like, PvP.
Yeah, like that's what I like, PvP.
It's player versus computer. So
Environment,
PvE.
Yeah.
My bad. Player versus be environment. Specific.
Is it PvE LTM coming to Apex too?
It is? Bro, I love Apex.
I've gotten back into liking Apex.
Oh, are we playing tonight?
Maybe.
Are you gonna be on?
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna go home, say what's up to the family, get some food and hop on.
All right.
I might be on. I got class in the morning, but
I got a cookout at my grandma's to go to, but I'm not going to be there all day.
Yeah, so. I'm not going to any cookouts, bro.
But before we cut out, coming up next, the DGS hit list, everybody's favorite segment. Play some music, get you started for the week. We'll be right back.
If
you miss me, my money in a crack.
You're the sunflower.
Gonna fuck around and drown off this way.
Study the greats, I'm the greatest right now.
Now we just toss.
You should make my earthquake.
You ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way.
Welcome into the DGS hit list. Final segment of every episode. New songs added each week. And of course, when we have a guest song, we get 4 songs from them as well. So, we all added some fire.
Who's going first?
I think. I got the playlist in front of me. I got it in front of me.
Okay, I got it in front of me. So I definitely don't.
I know what you added, so it'll be all right. I'm gonna start with Chances since he's our special guest this week. Keep muting your mic. You can open the shit.
As loud as it.
You got talkies. First song, Chance.
Rock will do it again.
Oh, they bitch record.
223s.
It's crazy.
Murder.
Yeah,
but I just
select.
You know, like 3 days ago.
Whole lot of games. Bow, growl, bow, growl, break. Select, select, hold up. Select, blood, baby, this the blood. I don't use my hands, I let the blood talk. 223 to max and make you blood. I can make any nigga hit the trip. Trip, I'ma let my hip talk. Put a 40
he's locked up,
and he? Clip, oh, yeah. Okay.
For a while.
Mugshot.
I'm gonna look it up.
He looked like he killed people.
say I'm hot, I'm 500 degrees.
Men's look like a terrorist in this mugshot, bro.
Oh, up next.
Weezy out of here. Weezy out of here. Rich piece of bankroll, showing how to do it. Baby going crazy.
We played this last night, I think.
Cause you made advice and I'm fucking on storage.
Nah.
Catch me in
that
little
security
with my children.
Nah.
Found out I'm rich, my baby mama talking soon. Another bitch
telling me I don't think there's any on this that were on the playoffs last night.
This is that nigga, you and me. Inside diamonds on the chain, ain't fooling me. We was skipping school on the train, that controlling. See my main partner turn into a rag, tell my rock. I pray the judge get a boy a bus so I can pop him.
These headphones I got on me hot as hell.
I'm so tired, bro. I'm so tired.
Me too, bro.
Me too.
Am I your first choice?
La, 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 wait till I get
classic.
My money right.
Love Kanye and I love The Hangover.
I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I woke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man,
every time
so
I hear this song, I think of The Hangover.
Reckless.
What was
the whole
it?
Much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he gets the message.
They, ew,
I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mom
is a little Chinese dude.
Yeah. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying.
All right, let's go on to Chance's next pick.
Baby, I look good, I look handsome.
Chance the rapper.
I heard this in groceries. I say it often.
It was an okay album.
You didn't miss anything, bro.
It wasn't.
What
would I thought it was gonna be?
It was trash.
I think that's fair.
I look good, I look handsome.
Huh?
Somebody gonna take me.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Everybody around me was dancing.
Twitter was tearing Chance apart.
Nobody around me could have.
Bro, like.
Baby, you look good.
He can rap, but it's just.
I know why you start fucking with me.
The songs are just mad corny to me.
Too happy for this.
Yeah, bro.
Right. Everybody was like, we get a chance. You married now. Like, that's basically what it was the whole time. This is a good song, though. I didn't mind this one. Groceries is good. And then whatever one we have on the playlist.
Yeah. I think I'm just, I might just be tired of Chance. I'm not gonna lie.
Maybe. My second pick.
Yeah.
You didn't like this one, did you?
Okay.
Money in the Grave.
Not really.
I liked it.
What is it?
Money in the Grave, Drake and Rick Ross.
CC.
I don't like
on that beat.
I know you don't.
It's cool. It dropped when the Raptors won.
Oh, okay.
I mean, where the fuck should I really even start? I got hoes that I'm keeping in
like
the dark.
It.
I got my niggas cross the street living large.
Like
thinking back
like
to the fact that
Drake
they
sounds like
my
yeah,
raps
like
were the facts till they sat with the bars. I got two phones, one.
You went with another Kanye song.
I've been waiting.
The Life of Pablo didn't get enough credit.
It's a classic, honestly.
For my lady. So I can't.
What's the best song off
of that for one of these hoes.
I don't know. I like probably Stretch My Hands.
I know The Weeknd carried on this song, though.
This?
He went crazy.
Wait, you talking about Pablo?
My business.
Yeah. Waves is
ultralight.
Good,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Ultralight.
Only one
yeah,
control.
Ultralight.
It's just a good album.
Chance went off on Ultralight.
Yeah, that's true. That's what we're saying, Chance.
He has his moments where he goes nuts, and then he's like,
children,
oh, happy and singing, bro. I'm like, God, shut up.
Die for those I love. God,
I want to let it get to The Weeknd's part.
Acid Rap's untouchable, though, bro.
Yeah, huh? That's the thing. Acid Rap's such a good mixtape.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Tenda a lot, too.
The women.
And even Coloring Book was good. Had a good song.
Lose half of what I own.
Magnus said Coloring Day was the most worth it because I got to see Alicia Keys and I died.
By my
Alicia Keys.
Vision.
Who else was there? Was Uzi there?
Yeah, it was Uzi, Alicia Keys. Tyler the Creator. His was a pretty good set. Ye came up at one point, and bro, everybody rushed the field.
That's crazy.
That was very crazy.
To my soul.
He was walking out that boy too.
When he came out.
Rushed the field. That's dope.
I wish you would have came like when there was a festival going on somewhere.
Fuck my life. That's what I'm saying, bro.
The Weeknd does.
Can't let them get to me.
He should have a new shit coming soon.
And even though I always fuck my life up,
I think so. Post Malone's new album comes out this Friday.
See, before I let you go, one last thing I need to let you know. You ain't ever seen nothing crazy then. This nigga when he off his Lexapro. Remember that last time in Mexico? Remember that last time the episode? Asking me why the hell I text the code. Four times just to say don't text me, ho.
Who's next, me? Oh, I skipped the other song I put on here.
What happens when it's too good to throw away? You either let it go bad or go away.
He has a song with ASAP Ferg.
I didn't hear that.
Take my time. Take my time. I'm gonna take my time.
No, no,
no, no, no, no, no. No, 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 no.
Like what I don't like.
I'm single again. Single again. Be better off friends. Maybe I should just focus on me. On me. Slow down. Don't rush romance.
We get ready to chances next time, actually. I don't listen to Roddy Ricch like that, so.
Switch. He's like a not as good thug.
Not as good as young thug. What song is this? Rich Forever by Roddy Ricch.
I just love my dog. Yeah. Nigga, my brother told me how to taste the bag. Get right in the field, I had to make.
I accidentally added 5 songs and I didn't mean to.
It's all good.
You gonna let us add an extra one?
Yeah, you want to.
Alright, man. Say less. We'll get to that though. Lamont's next song.
Pulling up in that new toy.
Is this on Madden?
On that boy, rock star, yeah. Like Pink Floyd. Waving that rude boy. I'm waving at you, boy. Ran off on the plug too, like True Goy. Imagine me, dude, boy. You could never do what I do, boy. Still ducking shit that I did, boy. Niggas in Paris for a hit, boy. These ain't the same type of hits, boy. Shit can get litter than lit, boy. You don't take these type of risks.
I think this
boy,
album was a classic
boy
too.
Been throwing that
people sleep
D
on
like
this album.
Rich boy, you miss boy. Your numbers don't add up on the blow. That was 10 years ago. If you know, you know. Yeah. If you know, you know.
If you- the next one I added was this.
Hey.
Yeah. No. Now is my time. Now is my time.
Playboi Carti, Lil Uzi.
Bro, Cardi
everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down.
Whenever y'all figure out a song, I'll send it on Discord.
I stout watch, whip it look like butter, baby. Pecan drop, pecan drop. Put that four in sun drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got on rocks, diamond rocks, whip the pot. Short size, 1600, that's the block. Hit your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me, now she won't caress me.
This beat drop, legendary, dog.
I gotta tell my bestie, someone call my bestie. Think I found my bestie, link up, make a check bleed. You know that I'm smoking dope, I'll be high to next week. No, I had to let her go, cause she can't arrest me. Walk up with my toolie, what they do? Meet me in the alley with the troops. I got red shooters, I got blues. Let that thing down and point at you. Billy or the Rari, hold that you. We gon' ride the bank, bring the loop. We gon' take
nice song.
New Kung Fu Kenny. Ain't nobody praying for us.
Random thought. This is the first Kendrick song we have on the DJs hit list.
Y'all know
really?
What happens on Earth stays on Earth.
Yeah.
Think about it.
He added it earlier and I was like,
here we go.
One.
I don't give a fuck.
I know.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
I'm willing to die for this shit. I done cried for this shit. Might take a lie for this shit. Put the Bible down and go out for a knife for this shit. DOT, my enemy, won't catch a vibe for this shit. Aye. I've been stumped out in front of my mama. My daddy commissary made it to commerce. Bitch, y'all my grandma's dead. So ain't nobody praying for me. I'm on your head. Aye. 30 millions later, no defense watching. Auntie on my telegram, like, be cautious. I be hanging out.
My force looking.
Promise hair, Ron. I put my fist up after I get my dick sucked.
Hey, bro, you gotta skip to Vince Maybe Staples' verse.
he's trying to boost rock. Stress niggas can flex metal with pedal to rake.
It's like further down in the
song. That's Hatchbox striking. Wait, who don't fuck with no cops? Rolling with that blue swan.
Yeah,
catch me
right
over stove top. Rapping to that coke rock. Passionless and old jock clothing with them doors wide open. Dim the flow, lights focus.
Like it's nothing, cause it's nothing.
With all
bitch.
That tough talk. Bro, we know you niggas ain't about shit. Come around, we gun them down. Bodies piled, Auschwitz. Bulletproof outfits. Weapons concealed, I'm ready to kill. So tested, all my weapons is real. Selling this, couldn't tell them what the recipe. Years. Got them wishing that they never gave these weapons to kids. Cheers. Send chills up spines of fat bitches at the shows throwing out sandwiches. Niggas get it how they live and I live for money. Other words, I'm getting money. Little boy told me
Chance
when it's
last
time
song,
to ride this
was just
for
added.
Me.
Hey.
Hey, it was too ratchet, bro.
You right. The song you just added, Lamont, I don't think I've ever heard before.
Really?
It's
a chill little vibe.
Oh, I fucking forgot to do my last one. You were hating on that. I wasn't hating on it. I said it was good. I just threw me for a loop. I didn't expect
I need a Spice Girl. Ziggy Ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Pause when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy Ziggy, I fuck up my whole world.
Right. Close up the episode.
Pause when she talk nothing like old girl.
A little Travi to end,
a little Travi to end the show.
Speaking of Travi,
he said something about new shit coming. What you got?
I was talking about Pusha T's album.
I'll
wait till after.
We gotta close it out.
I was talking about Pusha T's album.
Yeah.
His album went up for the Grammys. So did Travis's. After watching that documentary, do you see why I was saying Travis should have won the Grammy?
Right. Didn't the rap album go to Cardi B?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It should have went to Travis. Bro.
Ridiculous. He didn't even win Best Live Performance.
Yes. And he's the best performer.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He's the best performer out of anybody.
Like I said,
bro.
I watched. I told Chance earlier. Actually, I showed Chance the Austin City Limits stargazing before you guys.
Yes. It's insane, bro.
But after watching that documentary, more respect than I already have for Travis.
Yeah.
Now I got to see him even more.
What was crazy, though, I watched the documentary, and I was like, I watched so much Travis stuff. I've seen, like,
all that shit. Yeah.
All of it.
That's awesome.
It was just dope to see it all right there. But that joint was amazing, bro.
Alrighty, well, this has been DJS Podcast, episode number 13.
That's a lot, bro.
We never thought we'd hear what we was doing an episode every 4 months. But yes, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Chance for joining us in the studio.
Rip Nipsey.
Rest in peace, Nipsey. Okay.
Rest in peace, X.
X, Mac Miller.
Rest in peace, Seti Boo.
I'm out of artists.
R.I.P. my nigga, Seti Boo.
Hopefully not R.I.P. Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Prayers up for Kevin Hart. Hopefully his back gets better. Hopefully he's not paralyzed or anything.
Fresh ass G the Weedies on.
But thank you so much for tuning to the DGS Podcast.
Big ass chain.
Stay tuned to all of us on social media. Coming soon.
Fresh ass G the Weedies on.
Big days coming here for 2K. Coming out soon for DGS as a whole. Best of luck to Chance.
Flames all on my body like I'm Charmander.
Best of luck to Chance as he goes to England to eat fish and chips every other day.
Denzel in the pond like a salamander.
And thank you so much for tuning in to the DGS Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
Kurt Gerald is the police.